From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. China announced that it will limit exports of petroleum products to the North Koreans to comply with the United Nations Security Council sanctions on the North's nuclear and missile development programs. Meanwhile, North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho suggested Kim Jong-un is considering testing a hydrogen bomb over the Pacific in response to President Trump's threat at the United Nations to totally destroy North Korea. More from VOA's Bill Gallo.
Yang Uk, a senior researcher at the Korea Defense and Security Forum in Seoul, says detonating a nuclear-tipped missile over the Pacific Ocean would be a logical final step by North Korea to prove the success of its weapons program. However, it would be extremely provocative and carry huge risks. The radioactive fallout could be significant, as well as the diplomatic backlash around the world. David Albright, founder of the nonprofit Institute for Science and International Security, said if Kim carries out such a test, it will be a tipping point for China and may prompt many other countries to demand an end to the regime. And Joshua Pollack, editor of the Washington-based Nonproliferation Review, believes Pyongyang's next step may be a test of its ICBM at full range into the Pacific. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
State media says Iran has successfully tested a new medium-range ballistic missile that was on display in a military parade Friday. State television aired footage of that test and an in-flight video from the nose cone. It was not clear exactly where the test launch occurred. President Hassan Rouhani said Friday at the military parade that Iran would strengthen its missile program without seeking any country's permission. This is